All righty, good morning. 7:26, it's Brock, it's Hunter. You take a little snooze? Little snoozer over there? I love it. Anyway, it's time for your sports in the 7 o'clock hour. Hunter, don't blow it.
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
As always, your sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
And Bud Light Seltzer. Try delicious Bud Light Seltzer today. Kiki had one, and she loved it. They got them in the big tall boys, which is awesome, man. What do we got for sports?
All right, so in sports, we're just going to go through my high school career. Freshman year, I played freshman football. It was a lovely day, spring day. And
so dumb.
No, I got a story here.
What do you
it
got?
Actually involves it involves football, it involves NCAA, and it involves you getting pissed off.
Great.
Ready?
Perfect.
Oklahoma State football coach Mike Gundy, he caused a stir Tuesday. He's saying he intends to bring members of the program to the team's facility in May, despite the coronavirus pandemic. This is what he says in quotes. In my opinion, we need to bring back our players. He also says they are 18, 19, 20, 21, and 22 years old, and they are healthy, and they have the ability to fight this virus off. If that's true, then we sequester them and continue because we need to run money through the state of Oklahoma. Gundy said much of Oklahoma relies on revenue generated by college football and claimed the OSU program brings about $36 million to the state. Says when you're talking about continuing the economy in the state, if you have to play, plus you have to play. That's what he's saying.
Yeah.
You need to play. You need to play. You have to play. That's what he says. Everybody needs to see football. Even if you just watch it on TV, it's going to make people feel better. I don't think you get the point, Gundy.
He's not. Of course, yeah, it brings in a lot of revenue. Of course, people love football. I would love nothing better. I mentioned this before. Mm-hmm. You know, right now in this kind of crazy time we live in, right now something that brings me joy is sitting in my Aaron Rodgers jersey at a bar with other Packer fans and cheering on my favorite team. That sounds nice. And I get a little choked up just thinking about it that I can't do that right now, and I hope that I can this year. But you have to understand the circumstances. Of course we would love all that. Of course we would love all of our people that are out of work right now to be back at work. But just because we want it doesn't mean it can happen right now. And for you to be just blow it, like, it's kind of a slap in the face to all the people that's been affected by this. You know what I mean?
Right, that have actually been following suit.
You know,
what about all the other states, Gundy? What about Nebraska? What about, all the other 49 states that count on revenue from college football? Of course. Yes, you're stating the obvious. Here's another thing, Gundy. Pick and choose. Pick and choose a time to say something like this. You know, I think it's a little too soon. Like people really haven't. Have we hit the bottom of the barrel? I don't think so. Have we? Well, I mean, I guess you don't know. You have no idea until it happens. But I really think it's a little soon to be coming out and saying, hey, we need to bring sports back. We need to bring football back. It's come on, Gundy. give it a few weeks at least. The timing's off. The way that, what he's saying.
The Surgeon General just said that this week is going to be a Pearl Harbor-like week for us. And then he's coming out saying, oh, man, they're young. They'll be fine. We got to have football.
Yeah, in quotes, they are 18, 19, 20, 21, and 22 years old, and they are healthy, and they have the ability to fight this virus. Dude, what if just one of them happens to pass away?
Yep.
How much of an ass do you feel like?
Yeah.
It's just... Some of these people, man, you just come
read,
on.
Read the room,
common,
bro.
Common sense.
Read the room.
You're a college football coach. You're intelligent.
Yeah.
People see things in you, and you come out and say something like that. It's just like, dude, chill out.
Yeah, well, not the smartest move on his part. We'll see what happens with it. And hopefully this point is moot because hopefully all this is done by the time it starts. But I don't think it will be. So
it's like that guy in like an auditorium and like somebody says something and everybody's thinking the same thing. But nobody says it because you shouldn't.
Yeah.
But then there's always that one guy you just blurts it out. You're like, everybody's like, ugh.
Dude,
you kind of got to act like you're like, ooh. Yeah. But at the same time, you're like, ooh, he's thinking the same thing I am.
Read the room, bro. Read the room.
Yeah.
All right, there you go. That's your sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.